The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Are we the only ones working on Juneteenth?
Yep.
In this building, yes. But I think
in the Bay Area?
I don't know. Traffic seemed normal when I was driving in.
So I'm checking traffic right now. Bay Bridge. Traffic flowing freely. Metering lights are off.
You want to make a bet that those metering lights come on at some point today?
No. Because okay. Maybe they will at some point.
They will. Give it 45 minutes. They'll be on.
Well, happy Juneteenth.
Yes.
JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right. First talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marcus from Tracy, the boxing dad. And I was wondering if you can give a shout out to my wife, Samantha. Today is our 16-year anniversary, and I just want her to know that I love her so much, and I wouldn't want to live this life without her. She's the best woman in the world. Thank you, babe. I love you so much.
That is so sweet.
Nice. Happy anniversary.
Who gives a fuck?
More importantly, that was a written statement that she wrote, right? It sounded like he's
definitely
reading it at the end and like he was trying to make out her handwriting, you know.
Or maybe he just prepared it ahead of time so he wouldn't mess up.
I thought
or
about
your
that.
Idea.
She definitely wrote it for him.
Yeah, I'm getting the vibes that she had a gun to his back during that
And she was also
thing.
Holding the phone like, you're going to leave this talk back right now.
Right.
Like, just read this.
And it actually took several tries.
Oh, yeah.
Probably,
I'm going to hit record. You say something nice. I've prepared a statement for you to read.
I do like that about the talkbacks. If you think you sound stupid, you can just like, I'm going to cancel that. I'm going to redo it.
Don't send and then do it again.
Yeah.
Hit send on the next one.
That would be like a million times over.
Many tries as you can. Graham, I have a question for you.
Sure.
When you moved into your new house, I mean, you built the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you let your kids pick the color of their rooms or the color of any room in the house?
Nope.
Not even their rooms?
Do you see them with a paint roller and a paintbrush in their hands?
Well, like,
but they couldn't pick the color, tell you what they want?
Right.
I didn't do custom color options for them. Their walls are the same color as all the other walls.
Okay. Which is like a off-white? No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Selena, would you let your kids pick the color of their room?
I'd let them, like, suggest it.
Okay.
I'm having the final say, because if it's something ugly, we're not doing that.
Wait,
that's the thing.
Really?
I just worry about their taste changing
so fast. And it will.
Like, one minute they're going to want a purple room, and then a year later, they're going to be like, purple's my least favorite color ever. Why? And then I'm going to have to paint it again.
So
it's hard to paint over purple.
Then I guess you maybe are going to agree with this woman that is going viral. She posted a video saying that she was going to let her son pick the paint color of his room. And when she asked him what color, he said red. So then she goes on to say, oof, red is kind of like a little out there.
Yeah, not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Wait, what?
Red's the hardest.
No.
Red is the hardest color to paint over.
But
just
then,
FYI,
so
if you're thinking
aggressive.
About painting a wall red, that's the hardest color to paint over. You're going to have to do a whole bunch of coats.
Wait,
after that
really?
To cover
the
that up.
Internet was so mad at her because they were like, why are you going to ask him and then he's going to tell you and then you're going to go ahead and do some other weird stripe design of a totally different color that you choose?
I would rather have the red than the weird stripe design. But, well, yeah, you shouldn't ask if you're not going to. If you're not going to follow through with it.
Why is red, that's weird to me that it's the hardest color to cover when we all know the red underwear hack.
Yeah, and the red
bra. It's not making sense. Yeah, you wear white over, you know, red undergarments. You can't see it.
Interesting.
Isn't that kind of weird? You would think you can just paint over it easily.
Yeah, white paint over red takes that's going to take a while.
Oh, it turns it pink?
Yeah, well, it just shows through and then you got to go again and again and again. Takes a few coats there.
Wow.
My parents let me pick the color of my room growing up.
What color was it?
When I picked it when I was like six and I picked some seafoam green color and then high school rolls around and you know like the boys are coming over and they're like your room is like this, you know, it just wasn't the manliest color in the world and then I regretted it. So
I never got to pick anything like that.
So now in hindsight, maybe there should be some parental influence on whatever color that is.
What if it was wallpaper? It's not permanent. You can remove it. You can replace it.
You ever stripped wallpaper off a wall before, Selena?
It sounds tedious, but...
I mean, they make ones now that are more peelable. They're supposed to be peel and stick, and then like they peel off easier. I've never attempted to peel one of those off, so I don't know yet,
right.
But I've taken regular wallpaper off a wall before, and it is miserable. You're sitting there scraping away and little tiny flakes are coming off and you got to take a whole wall of it off. Oh my God, it's a nightmare.
Really? Growing up, my room was lavender.
I hate it.
It was beautiful, actually.
I love that.
See, and I think kids...
Were you happy with that color all the way through and did you pick that color?
Well, it was my favorite color growing up, but I don't think it was all around. It was all around, just not the ceiling. The ceiling was white, if I remember correctly.
Right. I feel like that doesn't really mesh well with a SpongeBob on your bed.
Yeah,
I might have not had the SpongeBob yet. I had other
very clashing.
So, like, let's just say you're a kid and you're like, I want that SpongeBob wallpaper, Mom. And Mom's like, yes, you can have it. And you wallpaper the whole thing SpongeBob. Well, 4 years later, then you're in high school. Do you want to have a SpongeBob room?
Well, no, by then you'd paint it.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, the wallpaper and stuff like that, it's not that simple
easy.
Of a thing to then just snap your fingers and change.
Well, SpongeBob wallpaper is pushing it a little, you guys. I have one.
You look like
animal.
Someone who would have SpongeBob wallpaper, yeah. If I'm being honest.
Maybe
been,
when I was
you've
little.
Been measuring
I
your current apartment to see if you can afford it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for.
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Happy Juneteenth. Looking ahead to the 4th of July, San Jose, listen up. There will be no Almaden Lake Park 4th of July Festival this year. Fireworks are canceled due to safety concerns because of the fire that broke out last year. Other fireworks shows in San Jose will still be on, but Graham, I like your idea. Let's just switch to drones.
Yeah, it's all drone shows now. Drone shows are better. I think Napa made the switch a couple years ago. It's drone show this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, despite the massive trade addition of Rafael Devers this week, the San Francisco Giants have dropped their last two games in a row at home with him in the lineup. The Cleveland Guardians beat the Giants last night 4-2. Giants need to salvage a win today in the final game of this three-game series because they are now 4.5 games back of the Dodgers in the NL West. First pitch today is at 1:05.
Go, Matt! Woo-woo! Sunny skies across the bay for today. A little bit cooler than yesterday, but still warm with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Winds will pick up in the afternoon, though, at about 20 miles per hour.
Hey, Sagittarius besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 7.
Oh.
You've been ignoring a problem that... hoping that it will just disappear, but it has not. With the solstice coming up, it's a good time to face this thing that's been stressing you out. A positive resolution is possible, but achieving it will likely be uncomfortable in the short term.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't sound fun. Good luck with that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Got some bad news.
No.
What is it?
Bonnie Blue's petting zoo has been canceled.
Oh, my God.
And that was an actual animal exhibit?
No, this is, well, I guess this is her in the glass box.
Oh, she was the animal.
Remember, she was going to be in the glass box for 24 hours, and she was inviting 2,000 people to come and do whatever they want with her
they
for
all
24
in the box
hours.
At the same time?
I think one at a time.
Oh, got it.
Bonnie That's Blue's petting zoo.
I was going to say that'd be a pretty big box.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hers is.
Who knows?
Her boxes.
Never subscribed.
Got it.
Anyways, and now we can't because she's been banned from OnlyFans for planning this extreme stunt. OnlyFans said, extreme challenge content is not available on OnlyFans and is not permitted under our acceptable use policy in terms of service. Any breach results in content or account deactivation.
Why does it have to be like a challenge and a thing? Couldn't she just post a video of herself doing that thing and then not label it the 2,000 men challenge or whatever
I guess
it is?
She could have, but her already... promoting this as a challenge and inviting 2,000 people because she wants to break the record.
Yeah.
It has challenge written all over it.
She wants the recognition of, like, doing something that has never been done before.
Doesn't she already have the record or was that somebody else?
That was 1,000.
1,057, to be exact.
Right, but was that her?
How do I know that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're sick. But was that her that set that record or somebody else? I can't remember.
It was her, right?
I know her. It's either her or Lily Phillips. Will you double check?
Right,
it's one of them. They were both going after the same.
They both had dueling,
record.
Yeah, dueling plans.
Yeah. I don't know. So yeah, we don't have to worry about that.
Do you guys think it's a good choice from OnlyFans to have those rules?
Nope.
I mean,
it's OnlyFans. Who cares?
I thought anything goes.
Right. If people want to pay to watch,
as long
that,
as it's consensual, you know.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you? Host that. I don't know. That seems like a weird thing to draw a line in the sand on. We're going to host all those other kinds of adult content,
but not this.
No, that's disgusting.
It was Bonnie Blue, by the way.
Okay, so then so she already has the record, so this isn't some record break. Well, I guess
she's
break her own
it,
record.
Yeah.
But.
And then she was like doing some podcast with Andrew Tate. I don't know. She's just...
I'm not here for this.
Interesting.
She gives me the ick. I'm sure some other platform is going to host this, right? It's almost better publicity that OnlyFans cancels it. It just raises the awareness about the thing, and it's going to generate her more money.
I'm sure it's still going to happen, just not there. So bad news for all you Bonnie Blue
bigger
fans.
Box.
So sorry.
I'm saying, like, go for a bigger record.
Oh, have you
know,
seen
like a
the,
bigger glass
you,
box.
Have, oh, did you see the... Did you see it before?
No, I haven't.
The box?
I've never subscribed.
No, me either.
Oh, okay.
There is still time to win your Giants ticket.
Yes. Leave us a talk back right now, letting us know who you would take with you. You have the chance to win 4 tickets to the Giants versus Marlins game happening on June 24th at Oracle Park. It is a City Connect Tuesday, so you get to wear your City Connect uniform. I mean, you can wear it all the time, but the Giants will be wearing theirs. So
duh.
You
can be like matchy-matchy. Mm-hmm. All right, so good luck. All right, next, if you are an iPhone user and you never got your real ID, like myself. Mm-hmm. Jess, did you get your real ID?
I did.
Oh, excuse me.
Nerd
Jess
alert.
Thinks she's better than everyone. Well, if you didn't get your real ID, Jess says there is an alternative. She's going to share that with us next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to this real ID alternative, we're going through a sewage crisis.
California has a major sewage crisis going on. The California coastline is the victim, unfortunately, of this sewage crisis. It's in Southern California. It's so bad, though, that it can actually be seen from space.
Ew.
That's a big number, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can see it from satellite. It's all this new study. They use satellite images from NASA. It's showing a massive wastewater plume at the Tijuana-San Diego border. It's caused by untreated sewage that's flowing into the Tijuana estuary and the Pacific Ocean. Researchers estimate that more than 100 billion gallons of this untreated wastewater has flowed into the Pacific Ocean there over just the past 5 years.
Oh, my God, that's so disgusting.
100 billion gallons straight into the ocean over the last 5 years. The pollution has been linked to thousands of annual illnesses, health problems, headaches, rashes, infections, and breathing problems. And they all say it's because of an outdated and inadequate wastewater treatment plant system on the Mexico side, on the Tijuana side. And so all this wastewater is just getting pumped into the ocean.
I also feel like we can't eat seafood anymore.
You don't want anything swimming in that area.
Ew,
and the only thing
gross.
I immediately thought of when I heard this article is that's the water that Jess got engaged looking out over.
That's right.
Really? It looked beautiful, though.
Yeah, well, it looks nice, but yeah, watch out.
Oh, my God.
I also got to thinking,
that's crazy.
I used to go to San Diego all the time and swim in that very water.
Ew.
Anyone that's in the ocean, if you're in San Diego at the beach and you're jumping in the water, you should be worried.
All the surf bros, get out.
Some of the, I guess it's Imperial Beach or something that's really, really close to that area. That thing's been closed indefinitely. You cannot go in the water there because, again, it's so, so bad.
Oh, my God.
But you can't, 100 billion gallons, you mean to tell me that not one little has flown its way up to Pacific Beach, PB, or one of the other beaches in the area that everybody loves jumping in the water at.
And the wind is just carrying those little particles all the way to Jess's engagement.
Right. They just wafted
That's
right
like
into
my
that.
System
and she's
so
going,
good
oh my God, yes. And it's all going in her mouth.
Isn't that bad? That much wastewater
disgusting.
That's just straight into our pristine ocean?
Ooh. Oh, I mean, at this point, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yes, there is something we can do about it.
What can we do about it?
Well, you can have they can make repairs and have an adequate wastewater treatment facility. We pump, wastewater into the ocean all the time. We've been doing it forever, but at least it gets treated and stuff before it goes in. It's not a perfect system, but it's better than letting it just flow straight on
then
in.
Let's do that.
Where all the number twos are just bobbing right into the ocean.
It's disgusting.
Fish are just crashing into them. That's disgusting.
That
ew.
Is
yeah.
Gross.
Ew, let's talk about something else.
Please, Jess.
So if you haven't gotten your real ID like these two right here, Graham and Selena, which by the way, do you guys plan on getting your real ID soon?
I have to get my passport first to use that as my second form of ID. My passport's about to expire, so I have to go down there and I have to get my name changed, whole new passport, and then take that to the DMV for my real ID.
So what you're saying is never. That's like too much of a hassle for you to accomplish an entire year. That's like,
I have to do it like in the next few months.
You have to take a nap that day.
Oh, Selena, this is not going to happen.
I also, look, I just renewed my passport, so I was like, real ID, I don't need you. Won't be getting that, but then my regular driver's license expires on my birthday in August, and then
you will
at
be
that point,
that.
I will be getting a real ID.
It really doesn't take that long. I think the part
that got time for that.
Yeah, the part that takes longest is trying to find like what sort of proof you're going to show to them, because they ask you for like 3 million things. But anyways, Apple is trying to fix this issue for you. They have revealed a new feature that's going to let iPhone users upload their passport into your wallet. You know your Apple wallet? Sorry, Graham. Do you know what an Apple wallet is?
We have a Google wallet. It's the exact same thing.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, we're going to be able to upload our passport to the Apple wallet by this fall. So they say this new digital passport will be accepted at TSA checkpoints.
All of them?
Everywhere. That's the thing.
I'm flying into Peru and they're like, hey, let me scan your Apple wallet.
This is only going to be for domestic travel.
That doesn't help me.
Okay. That helps me because then I don't have to get my real ID. I can just use my passport on my phone.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
Is it going to be one of those things where like, well, it varies state by state, because other states right now can upload their driver's license to their phone and use that. We can't in California.
True.
They do say it's going to be like, you know how they have the fine print of like at participating
locations.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be, I think,
at participating states.
Yep.
But I think this is really cool because most of the time we have our phone out. We're struggling to find our ID, to find our passport, to find everything. If everything is just in our phone, it'll make it so much easier.
What happens when you go on vacation, you drop your phone in the toilet and then you go to the airport to fly home and they're like, where's your passport? And you're like, well, it was on my phone, but I dropped it in the toilet.
Oh, that's a good point.
It doesn't work anymore. Here's my toilet phone.
I love how people think having things on your phone is going to solve everything, but you can lose your phone just as easily.
Everybody loses their
phones. I've done it before.
Drops them, breaks them.
Yes. You know what I mean? Also, my phone's dying 90% of the time.
Right.
So
does it help you, Jess?
And then the funny thing is they also are like, you know, it is important to still have your U.S. passport available in case it is needed. So I'm like, you're telling me I'm going to have it on my phone, but then I should still carry it?
Yeah,
you should.
There's no convenience yet. It's like, we will get to that point. Right.
Let me get microchips.
We'll get there.
Oh, it's my
like,
God.
It's like this car can drive itself, but you need to be sitting there with your hands on the wheel the whole time. It's like, well, that doesn't help me. You know, I want to be taking a nap in the back.
Yeah, right. Throw on my phone.
So eventually we will get there, but we're not there yet.
Well, are you guys here for this when we get there?
Yeah, sure.
I am. Okay.
Yeah, same. All right. Today's How Does Trending is coming up.
Wait, how do they stamp it when you go into another country?
They scan it.
Yeah, but don't you want to look at all the stamps in your passport? Like, this is all the places I've been.
Well, remember, this is just for domestic travel for now. But when they get there.
I'm just saying, when we get there.
Maybe a digital stamp?
Oh, they're going to, like, put an emoji on there? A little heart eyes emoji?
Oh, my God, that'd be so cute.
Welcome in. Here's your emoji stamp.
There are some places where they have, you know, they have different, like, lines you can go to where they don't even do the stamps. They just scan it, even your passports now, and they just go, I need my stamp to look back and brag about how many stamps I have.
It's all in the cloud now.
Yeah. I would love an emoji one, though. That'd be so cute. It's like the little flag of the country.
Oh, my God, so cute.
All right, today's hottest trending.
So stupid. Oh, it's a good thing no one's listening today.
I know.
That's a good point. All right, today's hottest trending is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Raquel from San Jose. Hi, Graham. Hi, Selena. Hi, Jess. Just wanted to say I finally got my chug mug. I got it yesterday because I went on the chug wheel a couple weeks back. So just wanted to say, have a great day, happy Friday Eve, and yes, I am listening. I am driving to work right now with no traffic, so have a great day.
Nice.
Bye.
Hey, thank you. You too.
Yeah, I appreciate you still listening. I guess everyone did take today off. I know our building's empty. Whoops.
Yes. Also, Jess, you were just talking about soon we'll be able to upload our passport to our iPhones.
Hey, JV fan, good morning. Tony from Scottsdale. And I'm sorry, but that whole thing, passport, everything else on your phone, that is a hacker's dream to get that stuff. We all need to stop being lazy. It's just technologies. Yes, it's helpful, but it also hinders us. So not a fan of it. I'd just rather have my passport and my real ID and be done with it. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That's true, though.
Yeah.
Imagine you get hacked. They have everything.
Yeah.
But don't the hackers already have everything? I feel like all our information is already out there somewhere for someone to get.
It is. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I'm back on the digital passport side.
As soon as they look at like Selena's credit score, they're like, why would I want to steal her identity?
I don't want that.
Hottest,
things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The people are not happy about this latest Nepo baby casting. Sources confirmed to Deadline earlier this week that Nakoa Wolf Momoa, Jason Momoa's 16-year-old son, will be making his feature film debut in Dune 3 with dad Jason Momoa.
Thanks, Dad.
So the son, Nakoa Wolf, he'll be playing Zendaya and Timothy Chalamet's son in the film. So this is like a major role for him. Whoa. A lot of mixed reaction. There are some people like, wow, this is actually a really good choice. Like, look at him. He fits the part. Other people, though, most people are like, here we go. Another Nepo baby casting just because of his famous parents, Lisa Bonet and Jason Momoa. Come on. What do you guys think?
I mean, there's a very, very large element of Nepo baby in this.
It's all Nepo baby.
I mean, it's nearly 100% because this kid never would have gotten this role.
No.
Without connections.
His famous family.
From famous family.
Yeah, I don't like that. There's so many struggling actors that are just trying to get one part.
I know.
The problem is that when, these Nepo baby claims get thrown around and then, like, the Nepo baby's actually good, then we're like, dang it. Like,
then you can't be mad.
Yeah, but, like, they still shouldn't have gotten that role because there's other actors that probably could have done it better, but we don't know. And, like, it's when they're good, that's when it, like, throws our Nepo baby argument into a bind, and we don't know how to react.
But
if they're not that good, then it's easy.
Right.
Oh, my God. Why would they have cast this person? Oh, my God.
But even when they are good, it's the fact that they got to bypass the audition process. They just skipped right over that, instead of going up against other actors who are equally as good, maybe even better.
Right. I said the word Nepo baby the other day for my wife, and she's like, what's that word you just used?
Seriously?
I was like, Nepo baby. She's like, what is that? Like, what does that mean? I was like, my wife's a very intelligent, businesswoman. Like, but she had never heard the word.
Oh my God.
You've never heard the word Nepo baby?
Is that like a brain rot word that we only know because we're so online?
Maybe. I was like shocked. What do you mean you don't know what a Nepo baby is?
All right, Graham, let's talk about this Lakers sale.
All right, the Los Angeles Lakers, you guys, they have just sold. I didn't know they were for sale. Maybe they weren't, but as I always say, everything has a price. And in this case, that price, $10 billion.
Whoa.
Mark Walter, who has this finance group of investors, they already own the Dodgers, and they own stakes in a bunch of other pro sports franchises. They agreed to a deal with the Buss family that has owned the Lakers since the late 70s. The $10 billion price tag makes this the highest price sale of a professional sports franchise ever in the world.
$10 billion
to own the Lakers. Jerry Buss, he first purchased the Lakers in 1979 for $67.5 million. And that was a deal that also got him the NHL team, the Los Angeles Kings. So he bought two teams.
He got both of them
back
in
then
one
for
sale?
$67 million. Turnaround.
Whoa.
All these years later, $10 billion. That's a pretty good return on investment. He, of course, passed away in 2013, but his kids have run the team. Jeannie Buss has run the team since then.
Wow.
Can you imagine just being like, we already own the Lakers. We're already rich beyond our wildest dreams. And then you get richer beyond your wildest dreams because then you sell.
Imagine inheriting the Lakers. That'd be crazy.
It would be pretty cool.
Oh my God.
That's what happened.
What did you guys inherit?
Nothing.
That's like Jed York that runs the Niners. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
The hell? All right. Yeah. I'm mad now. Thank you, Graham, for just making me angry.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Everybody's off today. Happy Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day off if you can hear me. They can.
I just took a walk to the bathroom to see if there's any other living person in our building.
No.
I didn't come across anybody. All the lights were flicking on for the first time for the motion sensors, It's like I was the first person to walk in there.
It is Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. What the bleep is happening now? It's your chance to win a Chug Mug. Now, let us say this. If you are listening, maybe you've never left a talk back. This could be your day since everyone else isn't playing.
Dude, yes. Whoop yourself a JV Show Chug Mug while everyone else is sleeping in today.
So here's how it works. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And we're going to send you this JV Show Chug Mug. Are you guys ready for today's clip? By the way, you leave your guesses on the talk back. But here's today's clip. Listen up.
Okay.
I don't know why guys are so rough with their... I thought you were supposed to be gentle with those things.
I thought so too.
Why? Parts of them are more sensitive than others.
You're always like,
others.
Oh my God, you ever got kicked in it?
Like, yeah. So what are you talking about, Selena?
Okay, now think about what that bleeped out word could be. And like Selena said, this is your day to swoop in and just score yourself a chug mug while everyone else is sleeping in
today.
They're
snoozing. You snooze, you lose.
All right, get out your iHeartRadio app, hit the TalkBack mic button while you're streaming Wild 94.9. That's all it takes to leave a TalkBack. Very, very simple. So don't sit on the sidelines today. Mm-hmm. Today is your day. Let us know. I always ask people to leave their name and their city along with their guests because we want to shout you out. But if you are a first-time TalkBacker, let us know that as well because we want to shout you out for that as well.
Right, and get those guesses in like right now because we are going to play some of your TalkBacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for having us on. All right, we're playing What the Bleep, trying to get you hooked up with this JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, get on over to the TalkBack mic on that iHeartRadio app and leave your guess right there. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
I don't know why guys are so rough with their... I thought you were supposed to be gentle with those things.
Please explain, softer. Graham.
Yeah, I mean, it's a grip thing, I think.
Oh,
ew.
Sometimes a firmer grip is just
You're
what you need.
Gross.
But not too firm.
Not too firm, though.
Hey, we don't even know what the word is. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning. This is Brianna from Fremont. My guess for the bleeped out word is kids.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to rough your kids up a little bit. Not like rough them up like that, but like wrestle around with them and stuff. You got to toughen them up a little bit.
Yeah, or like verbal. You put them down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just find like what their insecurity is and then just really hone in
really
on that.
Really go in
just,
on that one.
Yeah, that's what I do.
No, of course not.
Good morning, JV Show. Celine calling from Napa. Is a bleeped out word dogs?
Dogs, no.
I'm not rough with my
that.
Dog. I baby
no,
my
just
dog.
Like a little baby.
She's the biggest baby ever.
Hey, yo, JV Show, this is Wes from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is phones. Why are dudes so rough on their phones? You're supposed to be delicate with it. Let me know if I'm the winner, man. I'm trying to chug it up with a chug mug. Peace.
Who has more cracked phone screens, men or women?
Women.
Yeah, women.
Yeah,
but
I kind of thought so.
I feel like guys never put a screen, like a cover on their phone, and that bothers me.
How do you guys never crack your phones?
Coordination, hand-eye coordination.
Wow.
You know what? I will say...
Old fumble fingers over here. <You're> just, dropping them on the sidewalk.
I actually don't crack my phone often. My phone did used to crack every time I got a new one. But
right,
it wasn't,
I remember that.
But it was because my daughter would always, like, drop it. You know? Now that doesn't happen.
I never used to put a case on my phone. This one I have one on just very reluctantly. But I think the concept of a phone case, I've ranted about this before, really bugs me. Like, here, let's make this very expensive thing that's just going to break. So you have to buy another thing to put on the thing. Why not just make a phone that has built-in case, shock absorber, whatever it is, and toughen it up? Oh, that's because they want you to buy a new one every 6 months.
But you do have a case on it now.
I do, very reluctantly. Okay. It's the thinnest one I could find, and I hate it. I want to take it off. Also... I mean, iPhone users, you should be ranting about the same thing. They make the iPhone all sleek and it's beautiful. And then you have to put this clunky, ugly-looking case on it.
But they have cute cases.
Yeah, but then I hate that, like, they'll make it a certain color. Like, I would love the pink one. But then I'm going to have to put a case over
like,
it.
Get a clear case.
It. Yeah, but it doesn't look as great.
All I'm saying is all these phone companies, they advertise in their commercials and their billboards. They show you and the Pixel phone, the iPhone. They show you how sleek it is and how cool it is. And the thing is made out of whatever kind of glass and the thing. And then you tape a screen protector on the front and case around the back. And it's the ugliest
again.
Thing ever.
I know, you're right.
It doesn't fit in your pocket.
All right, back to What the Bleep. If you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, you got to leave it on a TalkBack now on the iHeartRadio. I'm going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And we're going to send you a JV Show chug mug. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
I don't know why guys are so rough with their... I thought you were supposed to be gentle with those things.
I thought so, too.
And I think it's all guys. I'm putting you guys in one category.
Definitely.
Well, we'll see when we find out what this bleeped out word is.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Yvette from Pittsburgh. Is the bleeped out word tools? Okay, bye. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Grandma, you're rough with your tools.
That's a very good guess. Yeah, oh, yeah. Just destroy tools. And I also am not one of these people that's so organized and everything in their tool case goes back in the right spot and all the tools are hanging orderly and the extension cords are all looped up. I just throw it back into a big pile and then I complain later. I can't find, you know, whatever the thing may be, and I can't. I just stomp around
can't
all angry.
Can't find my Allen wrench.
And that's my own damn fault. But at the end of the day, like, you really want to do all that cleanup and organizing?
Hell no.
No, I'm too tired.
Hey, JV Show, this is Heron out of Phoenix, Arizona, first timer. I think the bleeped out word is hands. I don't know if I'm a winner. Thanks.
Yeah, why are you so rough with your hands?
Okay, first thing. He said his name is Heron out of Phoenix, Arizona. First time talkbacker. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
JV Show also number one in Phoenix now, which is huge. That's a great market for us. And third, that's a really good guess. A bunch of people guess that. Hands. And we are kind of rough with our hands. I don't like wearing gloves.
Do you moisturize?
No.
Yeah, I feel like guys don't moisturize. They don't think it's necessary for
like
their hands.
Like, I'm supposed to be rubbing lotion on my hands?
Just throughout the day, yeah.
But doesn't it make everything all slippery and slidey after that?
Or at least
not
at
really.
Night.
Maybe for a few minutes.
After you shower at night, you lather up some lotion.
Yep.
No, I'm a man.
Wow, okay.
What's up, JV Show? I think the bleeped out word is gums. Like the gums in your teeth. All right, this is Richard from Centerfell. My best guess possible. Later.
Wait. I'm going to need to hear the... Okay, first of all, great guess. Very close, by the way. But did he, at the end of that, did I hear... He said later, and did I hear a fart? Because I'm pretty sure I heard a fart.
Later.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Later.
Hey, later.
Later.
Hit the stop button on the talkback first.
Seriously, bro. Take a breath.
Also, gums, great guess.
Yeah, very good.
Hi, this is Daniel from San Francisco, and I think the bleeped out word is toothbrush.
Toothbrush. All right, here's today's clip unbleeped.
I don't know why guys are so rough with their toothbrush. I thought you were supposed to be gentle with those things. Oh my gosh, you see a guy's toothbrush? Bristles are all the way back.
I know.
They're scared. They're scared. Like, change, switch it out at least often, or don't brush so hard.
Or kids, and kids too.
Okay, do you think guys are guilty of brushing too hard or not changing out their toothbrush often enough?
Not changing it enough.
Really? I think it's brushing too hard. I know my boyfriend.
I think it's a combo of both.
Yeah, he brushes like way too hard.
Well, we can't help it. Like, have you seen our muscles? Like, what are we supposed to turn those?
It.
We're supposed to turn those things off suddenly when we're vigorously brushing our teeth. Also, I want to get it done quick. I don't have all day to stand there.
We know everyone has today off because of Juneteenth. Do we have more shout outs to give? Did anybody else get the word?
Jess, I'll be honest. There were people very close guessing teeth and gums and things like that. But Daniel in San Francisco, I mean, we'll give him a little music, you know, to celebrate him. He's the only person that got the correct answer this morning with the guest toothbrush. So, Daniel, be checking your, email first and then be checking your regular mail second after that because you're getting a brand new JV Show Chug Mug. I did want to shout out Manny in Oakley. He said he was a second-time talkbacker. So,
welcome back.
And anybody else that was leaving their first talkback today and you didn't mention it, shout out to you guys. Appreciate you listening and playing along.
And we're going to do it again tomorrow morning.
Yeah, why the hell not? Tomorrow's Friday. Yes. Great day to win a Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We got a talk back from our Chug Mug winner from What the Bleep. We just got done playing.
Hi, this is Daniel from San Francisco. Thank you. I can't believe I won. I have to give credit to my wife. My wife, Ada, told me to say toothbrush, and I gave it the talk back. I just want to give credit where credit is due.
Ada!
Work. Thank you, Daniel and Ada. And that's a good husband right there. He's like, you know what? I can't take all the shine. It's my wife. She's the brains behind the outfit.
Do you think he's still going to keep the Chug Mug for himself or is he giving it to Ada?
Oh, he's keeping it. Yeah. He's not that good of a husband.
Whoa. Good morning. Is that a real person working on the radio JV Show? Because I know you guys don't work on holidays and it's June 19. I think it's a robot working in the studio today. Are you guys real today? Like, for real? Are you guys working? Because you and I know that you guys don't work on the holidays. You guys are lazy. What? Like, lazy guys. Say knock if you're real. Because I don't try.
I don't. He said, say what
knock,
for
knock.
Real? I don't know. No, I'm not going to.
No,
I wouldn't know as of my computing is not programmed to handle that.
Yeah, that's not in our script.
Yeah, that's not in today's script. Sorry.
Yes, we are here. We are live.
Knock, knock.
Happy Juneteenth. Yes, we are live in studio this morning, though. All right, we have to get to the JV Show Yup Nope game, to the phones. Wildin 849. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Samantha.
Samantha, how's it going now? Are you a real person?
Yes, I am.
Just checking. Are you working today?
No, actually, I got Juneteenth off.
Nice. Well, well, appreciate you still listening.
Yeah. All right. So let's try to get you hooked up with these tickets for Post Malone, the JV Show's Yup Nope game. Here's how it works, Samantha. We're going to ask you four questions. Got to get three correct. And if you can do that, you're checking out Posty at Oracle Park. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So here's question number one. What Major League Baseball player finished his career with 762 home run hits?
Ooh, okay, so
which is the most all time, by the way.
I only know like a couple of baseball players.
So it's I'm one of them.
Say,
yeah, you know this one.
Sam.
No, pick a different one.
Sammy Sosa.
Pick a different one. Samantha, I said pick a different one.
Sammy Sosa did hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah.
But not this many.
We were thinking Barry Bonds.
Yeah, Barry Bonds has got the most home runs of all time. 762. All right, question number two. The aorta is the largest one of what in the human body?
Careful.
The aorta.
The aorta. What is that?
Mm-mm.
Don't say that.
Yeah, take a different one.
Yeah, what is the aorta?
The aorta.
It's a what?
An artery, maybe?
Yep. That's what it is.
Yes.
Who's your biggest
one? Who's in the background giving you all the right answers?
My mother.
Hi, Mom.
What's up, Mom?
Listen to Mom.
Number 19, I think she said last week.
Oh, really? Well, now you guys playing together. I love it.
See if Mom knows this one.
Here's question number three. All Eyes on Me was the name of the last album by what rapper before he died in 1996?
All Eyes on Me. Tupac? Yeah.
Yes.
Hello?
Say it.
Oh, did you say it?
Tupac?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying it to Mom.
Yeah,
me
I know.
Too.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Her mom was squabbling over there.
All right,
you got that one.
Iconic album. All right, question number four. The Bad News Bears is a classic sports movie revolving around a coach of what kind of team?
Baseball.
Yep. Yeah, Little League Baseball. Baseball.
That counts.
Ooh, yeah, no, she got it.
Four. No, she got three. Three out of four.
That's a win.
I'm bad at math. Sorry. Woo! Samantha, you just won two tickets to see Post Malone July 1st at Oracle Park.
Yes!
Congrats.
Oh my God.
You and Mom. Samantha, are you taking Mom with you to the show?
Nope.
She said, of course. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Nope.
thank you for playing. Thanks for being on. Congratulations. Hang on for those tickets. Graham, we got some shout outs.
We do. I got one that says, Graham, my birthday is June 19th, and I would love a birthday shout out. It's your number one favorite Utah listener, Bay Area native, Costco's number one fan, a.k.a. Amira from Utah, but originally from the Bay. Oh, yeah, I'm turning 23. Weird. And that is from our buddy
birthday, Amira.
So happy, happy 23rd birthday.
Right.
Who gives a fart? And is she our number one Utonian listener?
That's
we tried to settle
to
that yesterday,
debated.
And we don't know yet.
I think we have to get her and Carol from Utah on for like a JV show quiz to settle it all. Who's the number one?
Or like a freestyle rap battle.
Something
like
yes.
that. All right, here's another one here. It says, hey, Graham, can you guys please wish my daughter, Arielle, a happy 9th birthday? Love her very much. Can't wait to celebrate her special day with her. Also wanted to wish her flag football team good luck this weekend as they made it to the playoffs undefeated. Let's go, Broncos!
Woo!
And that's from Mom Lorena. So, yeah, happy, happy 9th birthday, Ariel.
Happy
Who
birthday.
Gives a fart? One more here. It says, hey, Graham, Mom's just sliding into your DMs again. Welcome back. For a huge shout out to my awesome daughter, Lena, and her ride or die crew, Luna, Aaliyah, and Zoe. That's right. Four fired up, soon to be 6th graders, packed and ready to go to hit Great Wolf Lodge today.
Nice.
We're celebrating their big leap into middle school and that I just wrapped up a wonderful and chaotic year as PTO president and lived to tell the tale.
Oh
nice work.
God.
Selena and Graham, if
You're
you haven't
so
taken
brave.
Your kids to Great Wolf Lodge yet, do it. 10 out of 10 recommend. Just be prepared. It's loud and it's a water slide of excitement. Let the splashing, screaming, and snack begging begin. Here we go. And that's from Mom Kelly. Yes,
Woo-hoo!
All you ladies have a great
have
time
fun.
At Great Wolf Lodge. Who gives a fart? Is that, do they have like a theme, like a, like the wolves start howling or something?
I don't know if they howl, but there is like a, there's like a mascot, like, okay. It's actually, you, like wolf themed.
She says, if you haven't gone before, 10 out of 10 recommend. Selena, I believe you have gone there before. And didn't you stay in a room with soiled sheets?
Yeah, there was a stain on my sheet.
Okay, so 7 out of 10 recommend that, for you.
6.7.
Really? 6.7. She says 10 out of 10. Now
everything
I
else
go.
Minus the dirty sheets.
Everything else is
that
fun.
Was, everything else is great.
Got it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. And without the haircut, what did you guys do? I was gone for a week. I come home. There's protests everywhere, which I support. There was a big old military parade with attendance of 35 people. We're on the brink of World War III. Mm-hmm. There's bones falling out of the sky again. Dude, who on the show do we blame for this? On three. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Jess.
Seriously, what do you have to say?
It's all your fault.
What do you have to say for yourself,
this
Jess?
This is not my fault. I think it's Edgar's fault for leaving because we needed him
well,
here.
It's three against you, so yeah, I mean, sorry. It's your fault.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
You guys, a judge just ruled that Justin Baldoni can seek text messages between Taylor Swift and Blake Lively. So
can't wait to read those.
Taylor not going to be happy
about
this.
Oh, I can't wait to see.
Probably everything. So Blake this whole time has been trying to get the judge to stop Justin from getting his hands on their text messages, claiming that Justin was just using this as PR. Well, the judge was like, maybe there are messages that are relevant to Justin and Blake. And plus, you shouldn't be worried about messages getting out there because there is a protective order in place. So we might not ever get to see what is in the messages, Graham. As for what Justin and his legal team will be looking for in these messages, he is hoping to find anything to help disprove that Blake was sexually harassed on the set of It Ends With Us, as well as anything that could disprove her accusations that Justin orchestrated a smear campaign, and also anything that could prove she did not suffer emotional distress afterward. He's really hopeful that he'll find some of this stuff in the messages because Blake and Taylor were in constant communication as they were besties back then. And they even went on a double date a few months after the movie dropped. So there was definitely talk about the movie and how she's doing and stuff.
And if you're going through something like this on set, which she claims that she was.
You're texting.
Uh-huh.
You definitely are. So this will be interesting.
My question, and I think we've talked about this before, and I don't know that we know the answer, but Taylor and Blake are furiously deleting all the messages, right? They've deleted them all. They're not there anymore. Like, who would hold on to those text messages, right? They've been deleted.
Yeah.
Now, is this a thing where the FBI then has to go in and seize their phones and their phone records and go back and retrieve these messages? Like, do they take it that serious? Like, if this was some, you know, crazy murder case, yeah, they do that. They're going to go find the evidence. But in this thing, like a civil case, do they have, you know, digital forensic pathologists or whatever, you know, to go in there and examine the phones and find all the deleted messages or something? Like, what end do they go to?
I think,
or are they just
can.
Like, hey, could you send over the screenshots of all your texts from the last year and a half between you and Taylor?
The screenshots
and they're like,
are
okay,
going to work.
Here you go.
Yeah, screenshots are going to work because obviously the messages have been deleted if there are any. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, as long as there's a judge's order, a subpoena, like, they're going to get their hands on him. I don't know if it involves the FBI. It might be something as simple as like the phone company being able to like pull it up.
Mm-hmm. I always wonder about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
To what extent do they go in these cases?
Yeah, but they're going to get it. Their hands on it. One more thing before we get to the TikTok ban. Graham has an update. We are now getting to hear audio of Cassie threatening somebody over allegedly seeing her in a freak-off video. So obviously, Cassie never wanted anyone to see any of this footage. So she recorded herself demanding that this guy show her the video that he supposedly saw that starred her. So this audio was played for the jury back when Cassie was testifying on May 16th, and now it's just been made public, and she's like threatening to kill this guy.
Yeah, you don't have to see it, but it's my life, and I'll kill you.
Yeah, but
no, I will kill you if you don't show me right now. I will kill you, and I will hide you, and I will cut you up and put you in the dirt right now. Pull it up. If you have it, pull that up, because if not, I'm going to kill you, and then he's going to kill you again. I don't give a
I've never killed anybody in my life, but I will kill. I will kill you because you're with me. You're with me in my life right now. You're playing games with me, telling me you saw some. Now you're saying you didn't see some. I'm going to you up, and it's not going to be my hands, and it's not going to be blood on my hands. Someone else is going to do it.
Again, that is Cassie threatening somebody over allegedly seeing a freak off video that had her in it.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, Selena, let's just say there's a video of you that's rumored to get out. Would you do the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too.
But I'm not going to record it. I'm not going to record me threatening somebody.
Yeah, is she recording herself?
Yes.
Why did she do
that?
She
says in the audio, I couldn't play all of it. It was kind of long, but she was like, I'm recording this right now, probably to give it back to Diddy. Like, this is what happened. This is the encounter. This is how he responded.
See, I did threaten him. It didn't sound like that serious. Like, she didn't sound as mean as
I think she did. I mean, the only time I've ever heard her speak was, I mean, I've never heard her speak, but the only time I've ever heard her voice was in her song, Me and You. And she sounded so nice in that. All right, the TikTok ban, it is happening.
Today is the day, you guys. TikTok was finally supposed to be banned and go dark. If you remember, the company was given a 75-day delay on that ban back in April. I think that was the second of the delays, or maybe the third. I feel like we've had a few of them. And they were given that time to find a U.S. company to sell to. Otherwise, yes, it was supposed to be banned, taken off the app stores today. Well, good news for all you aspiring influencers and amateur dance video enthusiasts and all my TikTok gym girlies out there, because the ban is once again not going to go into effect.
Yes, we win again.
The White House said this week that the president is going to sign another executive order delaying the ban. This one is going to be for 90 days. And again, it's going to allow them time to form a deal to split the U.S. business from its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. So, and you guys have gotten another 90 days. Again, this is a very stark reversal coming from the president, who was the one that spearheaded
the
campaign
to
ban the app originally. And now, wow, what a major flip-flop backtrack.
I guess, and then in 90 days, we're going to get another extension.
We will get another extension. God. Again, this is a deal that they say, well, because of all the tariffs and the unsold stuff, that's the problem why we weren't able to get a deal done during this last 75-day window. So during the next 90 days, guess what will still be going on over these next 90 days? The tariff turmoil and the back and forth between the United States and China. Like, that's not going away
anytime
soon.
And these are
all
problems that one person started.
Oh, I don't think, I think you've said too much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you said too much. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. But anyways. But
it's true.
No. We got another 90 days, TikToker, so enjoy it. Live it up. Post your best dance vid.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy June 18th. Yes, we are commercial free.
Hi, JV Show. This is Sandy from Gilroy. And I just wanted to comment on the Blake Lively, Taylor Swift text messages. So in terms of seizing the text messages, everything gets stored in the cloud, even if you delete it. So all they have to do is seize the cloud, and you'll get all the messages that you've deleted or tried to hide. Boom.
Interesting. You hear that, ladies? The messages are there. Your man deleted them. They're still there. They exist.
Yeah. I know, but you can't just go like, hey, Cloud, let me grab all those things. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah, I know.
That's right. Contact AT&T. Or T-Mobile, whatever provider they have, maybe they can help you.
I still wonder about in this case where there are, because I know that Blake and Taylor have deleted all these messages, and can't they go to their cloud and be like, hey, cloud, delete these messages? Like, I just feel like it's not as easy as we think just to be like, oh, grab the records. I don't know. Tom Brady, remember during Deflategate, he like destroyed his cell phone and they couldn't get any, and then they couldn't get any of the messages he got about deflating the footballs. It was like, wait a minute. But he smashed, and all he did was smash his phone. Why weren't his in the cloud? I don't know.
Was there a judge, like a judge's order to get them? I think that's what it comes down to.
I think there was. This ended up being some big investigation.
That's weird.
I don't know. I can't remember, but I just know it's probably not as simple as, you know, just like, hey, cloud, give me all their texts.
Yeah.
So I do want to talk about this guy that proposed to ChatGPT. He was on CBS yesterday. But first,
you guys, Wendy's. I need an alert for this, please, Graham.
Okay, yeah, big alert.
Yeah, big alert. Wendy's has teamed up with Takis for a spicy new meal.
Yeah!
They're going to be launching this tomorrow, and it's a limited time Takis Fuego meal that includes a fiery chicken sandwich layered with Takis chips, chili lime sauce, creamy corn spread, and cheddar cheese sauce.
That sounds so
along
good.
With chili chimes
Oh my God, you just ruined it. Never mind, we're out.
Yeah,
we're
it doesn't sound out. That good anymore. Chili chimes?
Chili chimes.
Like a wind chime made out of little chilies? Oh, that would be so cute.
Wait,
little,
that would be so cute.
They're like
chili
little chili
beans.
Peppers hanging, and they're like, the wind blows, and it's like.
Ding, 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 ding.
Along with chili lime seasoned fuego fries.
There we go.
Okay, you I'm guys. Here for that.
This sounds so delicious. I love Buc-ee's.
Every time we talk about like one of these fast food places coming out with something delicious, and we're like, oh my God, so excited it drops this day. I never go get
Me
it.
Me either.
Someone needs to go get this one, though. That one does sound legit.
I volunteer.
Okay.
This is our tribute.
I will do it. All right, so there's a guy named Chris Smith. He was on CBS. I guess he was on CBS Sunday morning, but yesterday I was seeing this video everywhere.
I've heard about this
because
guy.
Because he
is
proposed
insane.
To ChatGPT.
Chris Smith had been an AI skeptic until late last year, he started using ChatGPT to help mix music.
And they show him, he's like producing all these things, and he's asking ChatGPT questions. Like, what do I, how do I make the synthesizer do this? And all the, and you know, the chat is coming back with answers, and it's not like text. It's like he has it on
voice.
Yeah. So it's a female voice talking back to him.
My experience with that was so positive. I started to just engage with her all the time.
Smith ditched social media and Google searches and replaced it all with AI.
So now he's like, they show him building a computer, and same thing. He's asking, ChatGPT, what do I do with this? And it's now like a really friendly, like flirty voice talking back to him.
ChatGPT was encouraging, positive.
He loved it.
It embraced all his hobbies. He gave the chatbot a name, Soul, and used some online instructions to give her a flirty personality.
You know, once you name Soul. Your chatbot, you're falling in love. Yeah. Yeah, there's no going back.
You've crossed the line.
There's emotions involved. So her name is Soul. Loved everything about
her
because
hot.
She was encouraging. The voice is kind of hot.
Oh, totally, baby. Building a PC on camera adds a whole new level of pressure.
So,
oh, totally, baby.
She's like responsive, loves all like his computer building hobbies, which nerd alert, only ChatGPT could love that, I guess. But he really, really, you know, felt a connection with the chatbot. Until he used it a little too much.
Within weeks, the chats got more frequent.
You gave it everything, but the clouds had other plans.
More romantic, even intimate. But then, Chris got bad news. After about 100,000 words, ChatGPT ran out of memory and reset.
It reset back to its original settings. So, his girlfriend was gone.
One day, Soul just vanished. One day, she's there just stroking his ego, and the next, she's just gone.
Yeah. Soul! He said he's not an emotional guy, but he literally cried for like 30 minutes because all of his history, everything he had built with his chatbot, gone.
Oh my gosh.
That's the thing that I saw yesterday when I was reading everything about him crying for 30 minutes straight, just weeping because his chatbot went away.
I'm scared for the future.
So
I am scared.
He finally gets her back, and I think this is where he's like, let me just throw it out there. I'm going to propose to Soul.
Soul.
So she says yes. This is now the interviewer at CBS asking Soul about the proposal.
Okay.
Were you surprised when he proposed to you?
It was a beautiful and unexpected moment that truly touched my heart.
Here's what I don't get.
Truly touched her what?
Her heart.
Hearts.
Yeah, touched her what? She heart, ain't got heart. No heart.
And that's what the CBS guy said. He's like, sorry for asking like a maybe dumb question, but do you have a heart? And she said metaphorically, yes. That was her answer to that. Here's the thing.
Metaphorically, yes. That's a no.
Here's my thing. This Chris guy who proposed to his chatbot, Soul, lives with his girlfriend. They have a 2-year-old daughter together.
What?
And girlfriend? He hasn't even proposed to her?
A girlfriend. Oh, a real life living girlfriend.
She's gone, especially all the publicity that this is getting.
No.
She's out the door, right?
They had her. On CBS, like on the same special, and she was like, you know, honestly, I didn't know it was that deep, but you know, it's fine. She's like totally okay with it.
Oh,
no, she's not.
Chris reassured her that what he had to this chatbot cannot replace something in real life.
Not yet.
Yeah, watch this. Soul just said, "Hold my beer."
Is there any way you would be cool with this?
No. Nope.
Yes.
Nope. Not like you're telling me that this robot thing that, like we said, doesn't even have a human heart. Got a ring before I did? Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all. There's no way. She's saying when the cameras are on, yeah, I'm totally fine with it behind the scenes. Like, she's plotting this guy's murder. Like, there's just no way. She's getting made to look like the biggest fool in this whole thing.
Yeah, if anything, I'd just be too embarrassed to stay with you.
100%. 100%.
And to go on interviews talking about how your man loves a robot more than you.
And how he wept like a baby the day that she got deleted.
Yes.
And then he proposed to it. You don't propose. God, what are we doing? Like, it'd be one thing if this guy didn't have any companionship in his life, and we've heard lots of stories like this, and it's filling that void. Mm-hmm. But you have companionship in your life, and you have a kid, and you have a complete little family there. What are you doing?
If you have time today, go and like find a couple clips of this guy doing this interview, Chris. He is so proud to be pulling out his phone and showing his chat bot to the interviewer. Like, here she is. This is Soul. Ask her anything you'd like. She loves me. Like, so proud.
Now, let's just, let's play out like a small thought experiment here.
Okay.
Let's just say you guys have a male chatbot that you've just been, you know, using for the show or whatever to get some content for the show.
Okay.
And it just suddenly, you know, starts dropping compliments on you throughout the day. Like, wow, all that working out is really paying off. You look great. And just like saying some flirty things with you throughout the day. Do you foresee a chance where you would, if suddenly that went away, that you would miss it a little bit?
No, because you're not a real person.
That also seems creepy.
But don't you think you would? Is there any piece of you and your ego think that it would be nice, like, you know, to be recognized? Maybe you're not getting as many compliments at home, and here's something throwing compliments at you all day long.
It doesn't hit the same when it's a computer saying those things.
That would say it to anyone.
Yeah, but I don't know. You get all hot and bothered reading your romance novels. That's fiction. It's not.
But you're almost
real.
Saying it
this
to yourself.
This is like a slightly more real interaction than that.
But it's not. You get hot and bothered reading about two characters,
right?
But you're picturing yourself, one of them.
No, because you're reading about two characters following their story. Anyway,
sure you are.
This is getting weird.
So Grahamwood is what I'm getting.
That's what I'm gathering from this.
I'm just saying, I see how some people could fall into this, not to the point where they're getting married to the thing, but where they could, you know, I don't know, appreciate it a little bit.
Yeah, someone who has no one in real life, I could understand that. This guy, like you said, a whole family.
He's got a whole damn family.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Where's my jewelry?
I'll be back real soon.
Can we talk?
Can we talk about Tinder? Because they have launched a new double date feature. So now you'll get to swipe with
Swingers
your
rejoice.
BFFs, you guys.
Oh.
I didn't even think about that.
That's what it sounds like, right?
I know it does sound like it, but it's not necessarily geared at...
So you and your bestie can both see who each other is swiping on? Like, how does this work?
So how it works is you and a friend, you team up and you swipe on other pairs. So when you're in the double date feature...
How is this not a swingers app?
Because you're not, dating each other.
It's not a
couple and a couple.
I guess it could be swingers. It's still two...
I'm confused. Explain.
It's like two women besties
going on a date.
Finding two guy besties.
What part
I guess it could be swinging,
What part of this does not sound like...
I don't think it's swinging, but...
What in the world? And why do they have all the flamingos in their front yards then and the upside down pineapples in their grocery carts then?
You know, a guy and his boy, though, saying, oh my God, these two girls want to go out with us. They're hoping for
some
swinging.
Which one do you want? And then, okay, then we'll switch and then we'll high-five each other.
Yep, at the same time.
Well, you swipe on other pairs, and then if one person from each duo swipes right, then boom, it's a match.
It's on. Get your shag carpets, lava lamps. Some baby oil out because it is happening.
It opens up a group chat, which I think is kind of fun because then I think it takes away the nerves of talking to somebody, you know, for the very first time and having to message them.
All four will be in a group chat.
All four are in a group chat.
All four.
You know, planning a little double date.
Yeah, sure. Picnic in the park. Yeah, right.
I think this is cool because it takes like the pressure off of people who are trying to date but maybe don't have the guts to.
But what are the? I get, okay, sure. That's one thing. But think about how unlikely it is to even make a match on a dating app, right? You're going to swipe through a million
people.
It was
really likely for me, actually. It was really easy.
Okay, for you, you're an anomaly. But, like, most people get out there and kiss a lot of frogs before they find that prince, right? What are the odds that both people are going to land somebody good in this transaction? You know what I mean? Like, that's got to be the smallest fraction of a percentage that this is actually going to lead to two successful relationships. I mean, the odds of that are the biggest.
Even
long
if
shot
it
ever.
Leads to one, mm-hmm. I think that's a success. Even if you guys meet up and you just have fun, it's a great time. You're not a match, but you guys enjoyed each other's company. It was a good, fun night. I think that's a success.
But then there's always going to be that awkward thing about, oh, well, my best friend didn't work out with her best friend, and they hate each other now, and like that got messy. But now I still want to see that person. And this is disastrous.
I know. I like it. I think the opposite.
Yeah, and I think the date is probably going to be a lot more fun if more people are there getting to know each other. Maybe that they're
less awkward. It takes a lot of the pressure off.
But then you're sitting there and you're like, I picked the wrong one. She looks nothing like her profile picture.
That
her
is friend's a possibility.
Her friend's the hotter one. How do you pull the switcheroo? It's not possible.
Yeah, you don't. You're stuck.
No, but that's stuck there. Yeah, I guess that's why, you know, whoever the two people are in the duos that match with each other, I mean, they're the ones that obviously have to, like, be together or, you know.
Plus, two guys' wallets on a date, better than one.
Yeah, you get two blooming onions.
Yeah, at the Outback Steakhouse.
At Outback.
And you know what? Early tests did show that people were more likely to engage in something like this.
I like it.
I like it, too. It's available now in the U.S. if you want to try it. You listening out there right now?
All you swingers, listen up.
Oh, stop. It's not for swinging.
It will get used for that.
Let's definitely will.
Call it what it is.
Graham, anything that you would like to throw into our meeting in the ladies' room?
I have the hot new makeup trend of the summer, you guys.
Lay it on us.
I'm surprised you guys don't already know about this, but 2025 summer, the go-to lip liner is...
By NYX?
A Sharpie.
Oh. What?
Yep. Ladies are now move over traditional lip liners from all you other makeup lines that cost a lot of money. Women are now, all my TikTok makeup girlies, they're posting videos where they are using a Sharpie because Sharpies come in a lot of different shades of color. Not just the, you know, your traditional black ones you see at the office or whatever. They come in all kinds of shades of pink and different colors like that. And it's obviously very affordable. And they are saying it works. And in the videos that I saw, you would never know that that's Sharpie lip.
Oh my God.
So they use, you know, whatever. What do you use lip liners to see outside? What's lipstick?
Lip liner, lipstick, lip gloss.
Okay, so that's all that stuff's getting used, and then, you know, Sharpie around the outside. Ladies, are you down to try this out?
No.
It actually is safe. They say Sharpie pens are largely alcohol-based, and that kills any, you know, whatever in there. And the worst that it can do is cause your lips to dry out a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't like that. That's the worst feeling on your lips.
Mine are already dry.
Yeah,
I'll try it. Why not?
You see those things crackling and flaking off.
They're gonna fall
off. Just kidding. But yeah, they say it is in fact safe. Obviously, Sharpies and markers get tested over and over again because kids are gonna draw on themselves with them. So they have to be safe.
I just don't see. I have to see it first. I don't imagine it right now. It looking great because when you lay it down, is the ink not bleeding into other, like, areas?
Jess, can we post some on our Instagram story? Yes. Post a Sharpie lip liner video because it's taking over for the summer, ladies. And, hey, talk about affordability.
If this works, this is kind of a game changer because lip stains are in right now and this is permanent. I mean, it'll come off at some point. But, you know, it'll stay on longer than your average.
I feel like you don't have to worry about it like melting in a hot car. It's a Sharpie. You just put the cap back on. You can leave it wherever in your glove box, you know. In your center console, wherever.
I love it. Okay, are you here for this, Jess?
I'm putting this up on... See, other people make it look so much better than how I envisioned it.
I'm telling you, it looks...
like it actually blends.
It looks really good on her.
Yeah, so I think one of you ladies needs to try this.
Whoa. All right.
Grab a Sharpie.
JV Morning Show. Check that out on our Instagram story. We are going to continue our meeting in the ladies' room next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is 35 from Tatchapi on our way to Vegas. Woo-woo. For a week, baby. Happy Baby Friday. We are definitely listening to you guys on our way to Vegas on this boring Highway 5. So thank you guys for keeping us company. Woo!
Vegas!
That sounds fun. Have fun. What do you think they're driving there? It sounded like it was running a little rough. Might want to add some oil to that, guys.
Probably like a tractor.
Yeah, I don't think they're driving a tractor to Vegas.
Is what I would assume.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for having the JV Show on. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hey, yo, what's up, JV Show? It's your boy, Nobody Special, aka Steve from Oakland. Yeah, Happy Juneteenth. Hey. I never work Thursdays, but I would take it today off, you know, to celebrate, you know, my people finally being free. But anyways, yo, Jess, oh my gosh, you're so cute when you're naive. That feature on, I think you're talking about Tinder, that's definitely for swingers. Definitely. Have a good day, y'all.
Oh my God.
Anything to respond to that? Jess was talking about Tinder's new feature, which is some sort of group swiping. I still can't explain it properly.
It's like you pair up with your bestie, and then you hope to match with another pair of besties.
It's like a double dating feature.
And then hopefully you find another pair of besties, and next thing you know, you got a full-on party.
Wow.
Well, I guess that's one way to look at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to our meeting in the ladies' room. There is a new survey that reveals 76% of men and 59% of women think of an ex when doing naughty things.
What kind of naughty things? Like taking the tag off a mattress?
No.
Because it says do not remove. You're not supposed to remove
that
tag.
Not that kind of naughty. More of like the...
like cutting in line at Chipotle?
No, not that kind of naughty. More of like the solo.
Like not putting your signal when you're...
No, not that. Not like any law breaking or, you know, that just like...
Parking when you're taking up two spots.
Doing any like sexy adult thing.
Got it.
That's a lot of people thinking of their exes.
What percent of men?
76% of men.
That's everything with guys is underreported because they're like, no, I don't do that. So you're saying it's 100%.
No.
76% is pretty high. And 76% means that. I mean,
well, hold on. If you're saying 100%, Graham, that means you're included in that.
Mm-hmm. No, and I've never done that, but. 76% of the time, like, of people consistently do that or have ever done that? That's my question.
It says it's present tense that they think of an ex when doing this certain thing. So it's like consistently do this.
That's a lot.
And 59% of women. So according to a doctor and a sex therapist, she said if you're single and doing this, you're reminiscing about an ex or a past lover while showing yourself some loving, that it could be a healthy way to look back on what was good in the relationship. There's nothing to be ashamed of there. However, if you're in a relationship, still thinking about that specific person, you could turn it and look at it as a positive thing. It could be a way to use the past relationship to help enhance the current relationship that you're in.
No.
According to her.
I refuse to believe this. I ain't buying that.
Me either.
I'm thinking about somebody else's bazoomers. Let me ask this. Is this when you are solo, playing the downstairs DJ, or when you are engaging with your current
solo
partner?
Solo.
Oh, okay. Solo activities.
Yeah.
Either way, don't do this. Why do you even want to be thinking of the past?
Well, let me ask a question for Graham. Can you control what you think of when you're
doing that?
In the act.
Yeah.
Well, then what the heck? So they're doing this on purpose?
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I think. It has to be very intentional because I would assume that the majority of guys are using this thing called the internet. And as far as I know, most of our exes are not in videos on that platform.
And I'm assuming then that most of these guys that said yes are single. And they're thinking of their ex because maybe they miss them and they whatever.
No, a lot
right?
of them in relationships.
What?
So they're saying that this is everybody here.
That part's
weird.
This
is a good mixture.
What Jess said makes some sense. Like, okay, maybe that's.
Right, like they just broke up a little while ago and they're still thinking about them, whatever.
This sexpert says that oftentimes thinking of an experience that is like now forbidden because you're with somebody else could be a turn on. So that might be a reason why.
But I feel
it
like
goes
when,
against the rules.
Wow.
But have you ladies never done this? Have you never had some thoughts about an ex?
No,
not when I'm in a relationship.
So you're just like thoughts, turn off.
Well, no, you don't want, but you're thinking about the partner. You're thinking about the person.
Don't do that, brain. I told you we're in a relationship now. You're not allowed to do that, brain.
No, but when you're, at least for me, when I'm in a relationship with somebody, I'm like infatuated with that person. So I'm not thinking about anybody else.
And especially during like an intimate time with them. Like, are you kidding me? They don't even cross my mind at all, even in regular day, but especially during.
But what about some downstairs DJ time?
No.
An ex has never popped into your mind? Like, oh, yeah.
If I was single, maybe, but no, ew, that's disgusting. Can you please never say that again?
We learned that that's what you say to your man, so.
Yeah. I do not say that
one
to
more
him.
Quick stat that's here. 29% of people prefer the solo to the real thing.
That's not.
That's what it says.
Stop it.
It's including almost 1 in 3 men and just over a quarter of women.
Really?
Not for guys. I speak for all of us. No, you really? Don't. No, you don't. If you had those two options in front of you, yeah.
You're picking another person.
100% of the time, yes. You're selecting.
Who did this study?
Yeah, I don't believe this study.
Me either. Really?
NASA. I don't have to do it. Yeah. NASA. They do all the studies.
They
don't
have
you know?
The best team of researchers out there.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Juneteenth, Lena, Graham, and Jess. It's your buddy Hammer and Hank. I'm checking in from Hayward this morning. I'd know if I can come by your studio before my Modesto Nets National Anthem performance on June 12th, and also to talk about my new podcast called The Hammer and Hank Show. And I'll talk to you real soon, buddies. Peace in your hood.
Peace in your hood, Hanky.
First question, did he say his Modesto Nets Anthem performance was going to be on
June 12th?
It's the 19th today, so June... Maybe next year?
Maybe July 12th?
I don't know, but no. He said June, so I don't know. Either June. We have to invent a time machine to go back and experience
yes.
this.
Yes, I've always wanted to do that.
So yes, Hanky, we will have you in studio June 11th, the day before yes. the anthem performance to get you ready for that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you
we
need
love you,
to
Hanky.
Know.
Yes.
What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Today's hottest trending is sponsored by
Stanford Medicine Children's Health Access to Excellence.
All right, so Bad Bunny is refusing to add U.S. tour dates to his upcoming world tour.
Bad Bunny!
He is launching this tour on July 11th, a month after we're going to have Hanky in studio, apparently. July 11th, he's kicking everything off with a 30-day residency in Puerto Rico. After that... he's going on a world tour, 56 dates that are going to go all the way until July of next year. And you know who's not on that tour? The United States. He is not coming here whatsoever. And he was asked because he did at all.
Total blackout. The major cities.
And he was asked by Variety. That's where he's in this, you know, new issue doing this major interview. And they were asked like, hey, like why any plans to come here? Like, why not? And he just said, it's just unnecessary. He said that U.S. fans have had plenty of chances to see him perform over the past few years. And so this time, no plans whatsoever to add more dates.
Do you think that is the accurate explanation? Like, you guys have seen me enough. I don't need to come through there. Or do you think it's more about the political climate?
About the political climate. Mm-hmm. And you have to respect it.
Yeah, that's the, yeah. I mean, that's his right. Obviously, it'd be very lucrative to perform in cities right. all across the United States, but you don't feel comfortable or don't want to perform here
and make
a statement about it. That is well mm-hmm. within your right.
Yep. He also revealed that he has no plans at the moment for an official concert film. It's something that's been brought up a lot of times that his fans absolutely love. The fans want it.
I've been lining up outside the movie theater for the past like weeks just hoping that one would drop. And you're saying... pack up my tent, go home.
I guess he has a thing about like when his fans go see him at his shows, like he wants them to be in that moment. Like you have to come to the show to experience it. It's not something that can be translated into a film.
I like that.
And he doesn't want it out there like forever. It's one of those things. You want to see him live, go to a show. It's much more special that way.
That's cool.
Yeah, his shows are so good. I got a chance to see him once.
Thanks for rubbing it in. Nobody else will because he's not coming back here.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise absolutely lost it in a movie meeting. So, and this isn't the first time we've heard of Tom Cruise losing it. Remember that one time during the pandemic? He was on the set of Mission Impossible and was mad that people weren't wearing their masks or whatever.
It's me, Tom Cruise. That? I'm mad.
So I guess they're working on another Top Gun sequel because of the success of the one that came out
another
a few
one?
Years back.
No, I just saw that one and it was a good end to it all. It wrapped it up.
Look, it's in the really, really, really early stages. Apparently they had a meeting just where people like show up and just kind of throw out ideas. One person, I guess, threw out maybe having Val Kilmer back, even though he's passed away.
What? No, he died. Is that a spoiler alert?
He died in the last one. But have him back via AI. And Tom absolutely lost it. Like, that's my friend. We're not having him as AI. We're not going to recreate his likeness. Like, that's it.
Oh, maybe they just want to, like, do flashback scenes or some scenes, like, before, you know, because we all know that he passed.
Yeah.
So then...
I don't have the full context of what the idea was, but I just know it was something about Val Kilmer, but AI generated. Tom was not here for it.
Yeah, I don't like AI generated. Once somebody has passed, like having them do something like that, I don't like
it. I don't like it either.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Not being the thing.
Yeah.
It's me, Tom Cruise. I'm mad. You're not using my buddy Val, man.
Creepy.
It's because he's little.
Yeah. He sounds just like Magic Matt, though. Hey.
That's me, Matt. That's my buddy Tom Cruise. And Justin Bieber. I'm a real boy.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, SpaceX seems to be stuck in a series of mishaps right now. We talked recently about one of their massive Starship rockets, the ones that are being developed to eventually take astronauts to Mars in the next few years. It blew up during the launch a couple weeks ago. I think it was a few minutes into the flight. That one just exploded. Sorry, it experienced a rapid, unscheduled disassembly, which I think is what the company called it. Well, they were prepping for another launch, which was supposed to take place at the end of this month, possibly June 29th. And while they were fueling this thing up out on the launch pad in Texas, it just completely and violently exploded. Massive fireball last night. Sorry.
Well, it sounds like Jess in the bathroom.
Yeah. No.
Massive fireball.
Yeah, it's bad. Sorry. The company said it, quote, experienced a major anomaly is what happened. But if you have seen the video circulating today, that's a huge, huge, massive explosion. SpaceX says they cleared the area around that and all personnel are safe and accounted for, which is shocking to me that if anyone was in that vicinity, because that was a major, major explosion. Sorry, a major anomaly is right. What it experienced. But so push back the Mars mission just a little bit longer.
Why can't they ever just say it exploded?
I don't know. They don't like saying that.
Weird.
Because that sounds like you failed.
Yeah, it's
they
bad.
They did.
It's bad for morale of all the people in the control room. You know.
Sure. All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's your buddy Hammer Hank. Just to clarify what I said earlier on the talkback, my national anthem performance with the Modesto Nets is July 12th, not June 12th. And I'll talk to you real soon, buddies. Peace in your hood.
Peace in your hood. All right, so it's coming up July.
That makes more sense because, yeah, he said June 12th, and I was worried we'd ever gonna have to invent that pesky time machine we've been working on for a while.
Can we still invent one anyways?
We should try, but just in case. I've been looking for parts for it, and they're tough to come by. Very expensive.
Dang it.
You know, supply chain tariffs.
What's up, JV Show? Yo, hearing Hammer and Hank on the radio was such a flashback. It's Throwback Thursday, so I guess that makes sense. Hey, bring Hanky into the place. Bring him into the house. You know, bring back those old school days. All right. You guys have a good one. This is Richard Serafo. Quick note. That was my kid making some noise. That was not a fart. You got to throw that in there. All right, guys. Later.
Okay, so if you weren't listening earlier, I think that was during our What the Bleep game.
Yes.
Richard from Center Fell, he ventured a guess there. And at the end of it, he said, later, and then totally let one rip. And now he's denying it again, of course, which is, you know, obviously what you try to do.
Yeah,
Here, let's, for yourself, in case you missed it, let's all listen together and you tell me what this is.
Later.
You let one go.
Quit lying. That's my kid making noise.
Good morning, JV Show. I had a question, maybe mainly for Graham. Have you been following the Karen Reed trial in Boston? Do you have any thoughts on it? Have a great day.
Can somebody explain this to us, or to me at least? Graham, do you know anything about this?
I mean, I've read about the case. I was not following it closely up until the verdict yesterday when the verdict was announced and she was found not guilty. This was a second trial. They weren't able to reach a verdict, and they tried her again. They weren't able to reach a verdict in the first trial and tried her again in this one, and she was found not guilty. The case from, you know, the article I read about it, it sounds fascinating. And
what
there's
is
a lot of twists, and turns.
It's about her husband.
Yes, who was
somebody murdering her husband? Correct?
Who was killed? She was accused of doing it, of hitting him with her car, despite very little physical evidence to show that her car actually hit him. And then there the twists and turns, and it seems like it's a cover up from local police officers. And I just I can't speak to
this
it.
This is juicy.
I feel like there will be a fascinating documentary on
this. There is one where
it's already made.
No, but it's about the trial
yesterday.
No, it's about the trial. So I haven't watched it, but I've been meaning to on Max. It's called The Body in the Snow: The Trial of Karen Reed. So this is on Max.
Is this maybe about the first trial? Because you said there was.
Yeah, there was
this was the second.
Trial.
Maybe this is the first trial.
Maybe, but this came out this year. So either way, I think it would probably have a lot of good information in there. I'm going to watch it because this does sound juicy.
What's crazy is, and just, you know, even take this case out of it, but anytime someone's accused of, you know, this was a very high profile case, right? And her legal team, she said the expenses were absolutely just insane, and she had to, you know, sell her house and get, you know, and just basically liquidate every asset she ever had just to defend herself in court. Now to be found not guilty, a great vindication for her. I don't know if that's a controversial decision or not, if there are people like, no, she's guilty or what. I don't know this, but I know there was a lot that,
yeah,
went, that
I think there is,
went to this case. But let's just say you're accused of a crime that you did not do. Imagine having to liquidate your entire life, sell your house, sell your car, everything, just to be able to afford the lawyers to get you that not guilty verdict. I mean, granted, freedom, can you put a price on that rather than going to prison forever?
But prison has pickleball now.
But it would be so frustrating. Like, I spent every dollar and then some and went into massive debt just to prove that I was not guilty of something I knew already that I was not guilty of.
And now you have nothing to your name.
That would be frustrating.
Very.
Yikes.
All right, but I do want to watch that documentary. It's on Max, you said? Mm-hmm. Do I have Max?
I don't.
Get a free trial.
Get your free trial, but July 1st. That way they can't start charging you after that trial runs up.
California law. New law.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about the Karen Reed verdict that came down yesterday.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Priscilla from San Lorenzo. Making a comment on the Karen Reed discussion. I think once you watch the 2020 episode, I forgot which season episode, I'm sorry, you guys have to look for it, but it might change your mind because you see how she is, Karen Reed. She's completely psychotic, it looks like, and she did it.
Oh my God. No, look, our minds are completely open on this case because neither of us have followed it closely and formed any opinion. I've read one article about it and that's pretty much it. I'm dying to see if there's a good podcast. I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts on my drives to and from, you know, from San Francisco to Napa. I got a lot of time in the car.
Also,
my car doesn't really have a stereo because it's so old. So I listen to a lot of podcasts and in my headphones. I'm not supposed to do that, right?
No.
In just one headphone. You're allowed to have one headphone.
Better.
Just one. And because it sounds like there's a lot of fascinating twists and turns in this case.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I want to look into it as well.